Distinguished High Commissioner for Refugees, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, allow me at the outset to acknowledge the organisation of the 72nd session of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR in spite of these challenges imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic and wish you fruitful work. I would like to express gratitude to the High Commissioner for finding time and for his commitment, as well as the issues raised in the statement. For all of these years, the Republic of North Macedonia has been an active partner in the United Nations, especially with the High Commissioner for Refugees. For us, cooperation with UNHCR has always been valuable. Together, we have faced and successfully overcome many challenges. Today, I believe we are actively and selflessly contributing to the international initiatives, an approach that is widely recognized as open, honest, and free from prejudice. We're determined to adhere to and align ourselves with best practice worldwide and with EU experience initiatives and the acquis. The Republic of North Macedonia is a signatory of the key international UN instruments in this area, including the Convention relating to the status of refugees and its protocol, and almost 2 years ago, the law on the ratification of the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness was adopted by the Assembly. Regarding the Global Compact on Refugees and the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration, the Republic of North Macedonia strongly supports these and has presented a number of commitments, most of which have been met. Furthermore, these conventions have been ratified. Our country continues to take care of refugees from the Kosovo crisis, even though the list of safe countries of origin was updated in 2018 to include Kosovo. At the same time, we remain open and committed to further implementation and promotion of these documents. In the context of the global COVID-19 pandemic, I would like to point out that the Republic of North Macedonia was among the first countries in the region in terms of compliance with the recommendations of the European Commission and the health authorities and health regulations. And we started thus conducting online interviews with asylum applicants. In doing so, we ensured compliance with the timeframes in accordance with the law. And above all, we managed to preserve the health of both asylum seekers and our own staff. As mentioned before, the UNHCR has been actively involved in all of these processes, and we have always highly valued our mutual cooperation. So it is today, and I hope it will remain so. The COVID-19 pandemic brought about a new experience in terms of operating and working with refugees and migration management. The global pandemic, however, did not have a major impact on cooperation with other countries along the Western Balkan route and the European agencies. The exchange of information continued to run smoothly, with some of the physical meetings and trainings being replaced later by alternative solutions. The joint contact centres continued with cooperation with the police in the field of exchange of information and data. Joint patrols were stopped with all countries, and the combined patrols continued at the regional level on mutual agreement. Furthermore, since 2015 onwards, a joint international operation has been continuously implemented on the southern border with the participation of foreign police officers from 8 European countries, 7 of them EU members. Regarding the EU Pact on Migration and Asylum, I should mention that this will contribute to more efficient management of migration and dealing with migrant pressure. Its proper implementation and more efficient control of the EU's external borders will also mean greater border security for the entire region. It should not be forgotten that most of the illegal migrants in the region come from the EU and have previously entered the EU's external borders illegally. Thus, effective border control at the external EU borders of Greece and Bulgaria with Turkey would mean a much smaller number of illegal migrants in the region. Ladies and gentlemen, today the entire democratic world is showing solidarity with the humanitarian catastrophe that is threatening the Afghan population. And North Macedonia, as a NATO member, has assumed solidarity responsibility to temporarily accept Afghan civilians who have worked to achieve peace in that country for the past 20 years. North Macedonia was among the first countries to offer assistance to these people and lend them a helping hand, and thus became part of a large humanitarian action, an action to take over employees of the United Nations mission in Afghanistan, all their family members, as well as about 800 citizens, women, children, employees, or family members from humanitarian organizations, human rights organizations, journalists, and other types of associations that have worked to maintain peace in Afghanistan for the past 20 years. Finally, good coordination and cooperation, exchange of information and experience, and shared responsibility can greatly contribute to solving the current global challenges. And in that connection, allow me to reiterate that the Republic of North Macedonia remains a committed and responsible partner that you can rely upon as always before. Thank you.